What up? It's THSH Radio. It's your boy, come on, Cobrand. THSH Radio, where we think highly and we stay humble. Man, today is such a blessed day. First, let me say, I thank Anchor for giving me this platform to be able to display my content, give you inspiration, giving you build up, giving you advice, my perspective, whatever, a prayer, whatever you may need, because God is great. God is great all the time, and all the time, God is great. People normally say God is good. Nah, God is great. Good is an understatement. Good ain't good enough. Like that song. Good just ain't good enough. He's been better than good to me. You know what I'm saying? So, man. Man. So, shout out everybody that heard the last podcast, God Ain't Never Late. I'm still pushing that, man. I don't know what it is about that, but that's, I feel like that's one of my biggest ones, just because it meant so much to me. So if you haven't heard it, please check it out. Please check it out. Please check it out. It is crazy. It was one of my testimonies that really changed my life. I feel like it was one of my biggest tests God put me through and really brought me out. And it's crazy because, like I said on the podcast, you know, y'all listen to it, you don't really know where you're going until you've got, like, till you reach your destination, right? So, you really have to walk with your eyes closed. You know what I'm saying? It's all cool, right, for you to have faith while you're in church. And I hate saying that because I'm not kicking nobody down and go to church. But what I'm saying is the reality of the situation, right? If God is going to be the number one in your life, right, and you know that God is real, because God is real, then you need to start treating him like he's real and not just a dose or some medicine, a cigarette, a blunt, a drink. He's more than that. Don't go to church just to get a fix. And I feel like that's what a lot of people do. They go to church just to get a fix, and they say, well, gotta handle it, gotta handle it. Yes, gotta handle it, but God is in control of it. Sometimes we give the devil too much credit. God is in control of this. You understand what I'm saying? God is in control of this. And you have to understand and you have to know that God is in control of this. So once you realize that God is in control of this and God could do any and everything in a situation, then I think with that, you'll have a better understanding of how to perceive God and how to be able to move forward, right? Let me take a quick intermission real quick. I'm going to get right back to y'all. Just 1 second. All right, y'all. We back, right? So like I was saying, he's not a dose, like some kind of medicine, some kind of fix, right? God is everything. Like, God is everything. God is the creator of everything. He does everything. Isaiah 45 and 7, right? I create calamity. I create peace. I'm saying it out of order, so don't. I'm not trying to butcher the Bible, right? But what I'm telling you is what it says, right? I am the creator of peace. I'm the creator of calamity. I am the creator of light, and I'm the creator of darkness. That means he does everything. There's nothing that happens to you that's not in control, that's not in his control, right? So you have to understand that in reality, right? A lot of people get so much flack from people that don't go to church. It's like you can't force people to just go to church because, one, not everybody understands the same way. So you might have a preacher that you know so long that might be preaching, and you might be able to resonate with the preacher and you like the preacher. But then you move and it's like, okay, I can't really learn from this new person because they're not teaching it the way that I can understand it. So then I'm going to get frustrated and I'm not going to even want to listen to it. And that's the last thing you want, because then it's going to turn you away from God. So that's why it's so important for you to have your own relationship. It's so important for you to have your own relationship with God. Your own relationship. Don't call on the pastor and say, pastor, can you pray for me? Right? No, pray for yourself. And it's okay if you got a pastor that prays for you, because as the leader of the church, that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to serve. All the greatest leaders in the world serve. They don't consume. They serve. Right? You don't believe me? Look at Jesus. What did he do? He died for us. I can't name no bigger sacrifice than giving your own life. He died for us. So if you have somebody that prays for you and you have a leader that prays for you, that looks out for you, that's great. I'm not knocking that, right? And I'm not knocking somebody that doesn't do that at all. I'm just saying what I've learned and what I've seen and what's been working in my life, right? God has been testing me consistently through all the years with forgiveness, with love, with blessing, with all everything. And I've seen it. I've seen him test other people and I've seen him test me. Sometimes I pass, sometimes I fail. I'm just being transparent with the situation, right? And the ones that I don't pass, I keep continually going through. And sometimes it's not even a test for me. It's just the situation. That's why he tells me to carry my cross. A lot of people misunderstand that too. Carry your cross. And he will help you carry your cross. This thing is not supposed to be perfect. It's not supposed to be sunshine and flowers. It don't work like that. You're supposed to be able to carry your cross. It's supposed to be heavy. There's no challenge without change. And there's no change without challenge. It's supposed to be heavy. But people don't understand that. They want it to be regular. They want to chill. They want to relax. They want to be in Miami. They want to be in Dubai. They want to be in DR. They want to be all these places. Jamaica. You see what I'm saying? Nah, we got to work, bro. We gotta get back in the bag. Like, we gotta do this. You can't complain about everything that happens. Sometimes you just gotta, hey, let's get it. If that's what it is, let's get it. 500 push-ups today, let's get it. Spread them out. You ain't gotta do them all at one time. But before the clock hit 12, just make sure you knock them out. And sure, the mental part of it, right? When you receive that energy, and you don't know nobody that's ever done that before, and you ain't never done that before, the first thing in your mind, you be like, I don't think I could do this. But that's your problem. You're thinking too much. Just do it. Just do it. You'll be surprised what you can do if you stop thinking about doing it and just do it. Sometimes your thoughts don't matter. You got to be able to control this. You got to be able to do this on your own. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to do this on your own. If you're not doing this on your own, then you're going to look for somebody else to do it with you or do it for you. And then what? Your whole life is going to be, oh, can you do this for me? Oh, well, can you do that for me? Oh, well, I need you to do this. Oh, well, I need you to do that. No. You got to be the one to take care of this thing yourself. It's got to be on you. It's got to be on you and nobody else. Because at the end of the day, that's all you got is yourself. You might have one or two or three people that might look out for you, and that's cool. That's fine. That's Gucci and Dandy. But at the end of the day, they are not responsible for what you are responsible for. And that's a thing that I had to learn. You know, I might have friends and family that might look out, and that's cool. But at the end of the day, my problems ain't theirs. At the end of the day, I'm responsible. At the end of the day, it's up to me. Because I'm a boss, I'm a leader. So if it don't get done, I can't blame the person that's under me or even the person that's helping me out. Because it was my responsibility to get it done. So as a leader, I don't hire people under me to get something that I don't feel like doing. I hire people to get it done. And if they don't get it done, I have to get it done. And sometimes I might work with them to get it done. I remember my boy Darius when he was working out in Atlanta, and he used to jump on a forklift and help load the trucks. Mind you, he's an operation manager. What he doing jumping on a forklift and help loading the trucks? It's something that had to get done, regardless if you wanted to or not. And then I even jumped on a forklift and had to load my own trucks. It's something that had to get done. It wasn't an ask. It wasn't a request. It wasn't, oh, can you? No. I'm going to jump on the forklift and I'm going to get it done. Yes, I got forklift experience, but they didn't know that. But I'm going to jump on the forklift and get it done, regardless, because it has to get done. So those four loads I had that day, I knocked two of them out and loaded my own, because I loaded my own truck. So I knew where I had to go. I knew how I had to set up. I knew how I can make this thing work for me. Right? You have to do that too. You have to do that. You have to do, that's a part of thinking highly. You have to think highly in a situation. Like, this is not about nobody else. This is about you. What are you doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? You sitting around complaining that you ain't got something? Or you sitting around complaining because you can't do something? What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? Is you in your bag or in your feelings? You see what I'm saying? You can't be in both. Are you in your bag or are you in your feelings? You can't be in both. And that's just what it is. Sure, you're going to have stuff that happen to you. Everybody go through something. But it's not about what happens. It's about what you do about it. It's your mindset that controls everything. Your mindset is the most dangerous weapon that you have on your body. Because no matter what position that you're in, whether if you're laying out on the bed or you got all the energy in the world, somebody that's on a deathbed and that's laying on the bed and they can't get up, but they got the mindset to not give up, that's a dangerous person. But somebody that got all the energy in the world and it's in great shape and that can run 10 miles without stopping, but their mentality is, I don't think I can be a winner, or I don't think I could become successful. It's the worst person in the world. But you got everything to be successful. You could be rich, you could be a billionaire, trillionaire, whatever the case is. If you don't feel like you're at your top of your game and what you can do and be able to be successful, you will never be successful. I don't care what your situation is. If you're the type of person that just lost your car, right? And you got to go back and forth to work. And you going to what? Tell your job you can't work because you ain't got a car? Bro, you can either get a bike, you can get Uber, you can get Lyft, you can walk, you can catch a ride. I'm pretty sure some of your coworkers got cars, right? Give them $20 to give you a ride back and forth to work. And if they really rock with you, then they'll do it. But if they don't, you still got Uber, you still got Lyft, right? You get you a Lyft for the first time, right? You meet the person, you feel his energy or feel her energy. If they cool, say, oh, excuse me, you do personal rides? They either gonna say yes or no. They say yes or no, okay, cool. Look, I gotta be to work every day at 4 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I get off at 12. You mind coming back and forth to come pick me up and y'all discuss a fee so you can get back and forth to work until you get your car situated. The first thing they're going to say, right? I know what y'all probably going to say. Oh, well, I ain't got money for a lift. Well, where you going to work? If you don't go to work, you ain't going to have no money at all. If you don't have a job, you ain't going to have no money at all, right? So you complaining about stuff because you're not trying to fix it. That's what you're telling me, right? There's ways around this situation. Either you catch a ride with one of your employees, your coworkers, I mean, or you can do Lyft, you can do Uber, or whatever the case may be. I'm pretty sure people out here, they trying to make some money, bro. I used to do Lyft all the time. All the time. I had people that was giving me money just to pick them up and take them to work. And they knew I would be there early, even if it was 6 o'clock in the morning or even 11 o'clock at night. Sometimes I hated the 11 o'clock at night because when I'm finished with my day, I be wanting to chill. But I'm like, oh, man. I gotta go get him real quick. I'll be back. You know what I'm saying? But it was money. It was guaranteed. Right? It's guaranteed. So it's not about what you go through. It's about how you feel about it. Right? Let's try to stay in our bag for today. Today is a great day to get a bag. Stay in your bag and out of your feelings. Okay? That's what it is. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for joining me. Yo, this is live at 5. By the time y'all hear this, somewhere it's going to be 5 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. No matter what it is, we live at 5. It's your boy, Kamal Colbrands, THSH Radio, where we think highly, we stay humble. Again, I want to shout out to Anchor for giving me this platform to disclose my content. And also, for the people that's watching me on YouTube, shout out to y'all. I'm going to start making these videos specifically for YouTube, right? So y'all going to have to jump on my YouTube to check out these videos if y'all want to check out my videos, and y'all holler at me. Oh yeah, I'm gonna put the web address for my merch, right? I'm jumping back in my merch as well, so y'all holler at me if y'all want some THSH Radio shirts. I got some dope quotes on there. I think I got some of my shirts. If not, on my next video, I'm gonna definitely wear one. I'm about to go to the gym. That's why I'm wearing this. But yeah. So y'all holler at me. Y'all have a blessed day, man. Stay blessed, not stressed. Count your blessings instead of your burdens. Again, it's THSH Radio, where we think highly, we stay humble. It's your boy, Kamal Cobra. I'm out. Word.